You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Pick My Brain is the podcast where founders pitch me their startup and I try to give them some useful advice so they can connect better with potential co-founders, investors, media, and of course, customers. My name's Alan Jones and I was a founder myself for about 15 years, and after that an angel investor for another 15 years, so yeah, old. Some of my ventures have been successful and some failed disastrously, but I like to think I've learned a thing or two along the way, and maybe some of that can help you. So if you'd like to learn how to tweak your pitch, subscribe to the Pick My Brain show now, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Welcome to FinTech Fun. FinTech Fun is a podcast where Australian fintechs come to share their stories.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here as part of the FinTech Fun podcast series. I'm speaking with Justin Sung. You're the founder, not a co-founder. Is that right?
Founder. Yeah, that's right.
Founder at AuthSignal from over in New Zealand. Justin, thanks so much for being part of this series.
Well, thanks, Chris, for having me on. I love the fact that you're the pulse of the fintech community in Australia, New Zealand. I've been following you for a while, so glad to finally be on.
Excellent. No, I appreciate the feedback. Keeps me going, keeps me driven every day when I get words like that. So thank you very much. There is a lot happening, albeit in a subdued funding market, but certainly lots happening. Let's talk about AuthSignal. Let's talk about the business and why it was created and how it was created.
Great. Thanks. AuthSignal really was born out of the fact because for the last 10 years I've been, I guess, typecasted as a fintech engineer. I fell into fintech and fell in love with fintech. And throughout that journey, there was just one thing that I kept seeing reoccurring with every startup or new fintech platform that I joined. And the biggest thing that stood out for me was fintechs chase after the customer and acquire customers very quickly. But on the flip side, realize that as financial product providers are also risk-based businesses. What I found was from fintech to fintech, all these risk controls that every good financial and responsible platform needs to have is built from scratch. And AuthSignal really plans to have a suite of tools that can be dropped into any fintech so that they can sleep easier knowing that their customers are safe and they're doing everything they can to be responsible with privacy and data.
And Justin, look, I know that the timing of your business is you don't know what's going to happen in terms of a macro environment, but certainly the focus here in Australia has been the recent incidents and the talk around is about what happens to my data and is it safe, and cybersecurity seems to be the buzzword on most ASX-listed company announcements at the moment in terms of what they're doing and mechanisms are in play. Can you talk about that a little bit in terms of the moments that are happening in and around us at the moment and how that you fit in and potentially, you know, tailwinds for your business?
Yeah, look, this is, I guess, not something we wish upon anyone, but the tailwinds are there. And it's really because for the last 10 years or since the last crisis where we've experienced a boom in delivery of digital products and services, especially during COVID, we've done a very good job in digitizing a lot of our interactions with businesses. But where the wheels come off is, you know, there are big questions that need to be asked on how companies actually treat sensitive data and store value, our hard-earned cash. So, look, it's great that it's a great time to exist, and it's also a great time to also be, you know, where security and data and privacy is now, you know, more in the spotlight as opposed to, you know, high scale consumer acquisition. So I'm glad that we're here now after the last couple of years. I think that, you know, it's number one with every financial product now.
And in terms of your product suite and the tools that you offer, how much has come from what customers or early customers have given you in regards to feedback, or have you sort of custom built it to sort of drop in for everyone?
Yeah, great. So look, I've drawn on a couple of fintechs that I've been a part of, and you know, most recently, Lay-by, the New Zealand Buy Now Pay Later, and prior engagements, Afterpay, and we've taken a lot of the best practices when it comes to trying, and when you want to scale out a consumer platform and still manage the customer experience. So the way I try and analogize it is, when we start ingesting and collecting sensitive data or providing very complex and very readily available financial products, you need to figure out whether or not your locks in your system is either bigger or stronger and hard to break into, or whether or not they're smart enough to identify and understand what the customer is doing and what bad users are behaving on your platform. So our single suite of products essentially can be dropped in to any kind of fintech platform that's really concerned about security and safety, but not compromising on the customer experience. Our rules engine that we have essentially can ingest customer data or behavior and give you the rules for your platform to essentially change the levers to how secure something should be, depending on risk, and letting maybe a good customer through without any kind of blockers. And that's really where the future of security is moving ahead, rather than big, heavy locks and big safes that are really great at stopping people from accessing their data. But ultimately, it really doesn't do anything for the customer experience and puts people off using your service. So, you know, in a nutshell, we offer step-up authentication that can be dropped in based on a rules engine.
Wow, yeah, and that's a good analogy when it comes to physical security as well, in terms of houses or buildings, in terms of thinking about things from a lock point of view. It makes it certainly describes the picture. And Justin, talking about your business and your journey so far in terms of funding and who's behind you and who's backing you, can you talk about that process for other fintech founders out there?
Yeah, we've been lucky to, you know, had a bit of a head start in terms of company building. So very fortunate to have incubated our venture through Dovetail Studios. Dovetail Studios are an award-winning agency and studio incubator. They're the ones behind all of Afterpay's client-side customer-facing apps, for example. So I've incubated OffSignal through the studio, and mid this year we raised our first round of funding, and you know, we've brought some great industry investors, people that have worked for successful fintechs. For example, we've got Russell Bennett, who was sold his business to Visa. We have Dovetail following on from the initial incubation. We've got, you know, well-known, you know, ANZ brands in the VC world, like Blackbird, just contributing into our initial round. So there's a great tick of validation from our investors, and I'm actually proud to say that we're actually working with big brand names at the moment, and we hope to share with that more, you know, with others more publicly when that happens. But it's great to be recognized for our technology very early on to work with big ANZ brand names at the moment.
You mentioned then just ANZ. I mean, is this business you know, built for a global industry, or is it too many complications and overlay, or is, you know, ANZ the starting point for you, and the market's obviously big enough here as well?
Yeah, privacy and security is a global problem, and the good thing is that, yes, you know, you can deploy us if you were based in North America, Asia Pacific, it doesn't really matter. But it's our home turf in this part of the world, and what we find is, you know, Aussie fintechs, especially in this climate, are actually very interested in security and privacy. and we have great chats because they just want to connect to begin with, to understand the risk landscape and maybe tap on a little bit of my previous experience in buy now, pay later, to overlay that with what they do. So I'm very happy to be very fortunate to have an alumni or a pool environment and ecosystem where that's really our backyard.
Yeah, and in terms of talking about fintechs in general locally, what are you seeing in terms of the attitude or the I suppose the vibrancy in the sector? It's you know, for me being in it every day, it still feels strong, and there's a lot of people that are really kind of putting the foot down. But if you look from a capital markets point of view or a public markets point of view, some of these stocks per se are still 80 or 90% from their highs, which doesn't sort of bode well to private valuations and private funding.
Yeah, look, I think there's been obviously a huge mandate shift from investors to their, companies that they put money into a more profit-driven mindset. And, you're starting to see fintechs that have already baked in good unit economics into their business model. The ones that, are responsible with, financial interest-bearing products, a very slick consumer experience, seem to be weathering the storm. And, look, there's been a big push in other parts of fintech, which we're very well familiar with in customer acquisition, and it's now up to them to really turn their consumer basis that they've rapidly acquired and figure out what other value-added options and value that they can give outside of, interest-free installment plans. So I think, look, that it's very exciting because I guess the economics is now dictating, a shift in how products need to change. And it's not a pure customer acquisition play where you can buy big billboards and put Snoop Dogg on it to acquire customers. So yep. I think it's great. This is a great time to be thinking about how fintech can really shape the next 10 years.
No, I agree 100%. I think it's a really interesting time coming off the high highs of 2020 and 2021 to the low lows of where we are now, but somewhere in between there's some amazing companies. Justin, when you're not talking about authentication and security and running a business and talking to large customers, mate, what do you get up to in your downtime? What's a secret hobby that no one knows about?
I like to tell people that I used to be part of the barbershop chorus, and we about 7 years ago flew to Las Vegas to perform in front of the 40,000 large enthusiastic American crowd singing in a barbershop chorus. So I'd love to pick that right up now that I have a little bit more control over my time being a founder, I guess, as opposed to running around and being under the pump. Downtime is important, and I tell my own team that as well. I live on one of the nicest parts of Auckland, the Hibiscus Coast, and I've got me, my wife, and a dog. We love to really throw the ball around with the dog and live a simple life that way on the beach.
Justin, definitely the first ever guest on my podcast series that has performed in front of 40,000 people as part of a barbershop quartet. How did you feel at the time then when you walked out there and there's all eyes on you?
Oh mate, it's an unreal feeling. I think you just had to shake it off and open my trap up and sing as loud as I can. I think that's what my memory of that. But hey, look. Having that opportunity is electric, and it's good memories.
And Justin, one final question for all the fintech founders out there that may be listening to this podcast, some piece of advice that you can give to them. Obviously, as I mentioned before, pretty turbulent time, but is there some sort of business acumen that you've lived by or can pass on to others?
Yeah, no, look, I've sat under a few founders in my time now, and the thing that really, you know, that I've taken away from these founders is to just be persistent and be convicted, and that takes you a long, long way. You know, the ones that lose their passion or convictions peter off. So really just, you know, if you believe that you're changing the world, back yourself. And I'm personally just, you know, with OffSignal here to help and help any founder backing themselves. And we're very stoked to be doing that already with some fintechs that we have on our books.
Excellent, Justin. We'll leave it there, mate. Thanks so much for the chat today about OffSignal, the foundations, the total addressable market, the market that you're playing in. Obviously, a very deep connection to the fintech ecosystem moving forward, the funding path that you've chosen, as well as some little hobbies that others have not had on the show before. Really appreciate what the story so far. Really look forward to catching up in the coming while, and all the best for the future.
Yeah, no, when I hop across the ditch there, I'll give you a buzz and you can have a beer.
Mate, that sounds great. Look forward to it. Thanks again, Justin.
Yes, thank you.
For more information on Sub11, jump onto our LinkedIn or email me, chris@sub11.com.au. Thanks for listening.
Listen to the Unfunded podcast brought to you by the Day One Network and hosted by me, tech writer Joan Westenberg. We're sharing the no-holds-barred untold stories from entrepreneurs who have decided to build a business on their terms. I'll be interviewing successful founders and operators on the grit and ingenuity it takes to build and scale independent startups without the support of traditional venture capital funding. Subscribe to the Unfunded podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts.